everyone talks about writer's block. Nobody talks about having too many ideas, but that's a very real thing that I've dealt with. It's like my brain is like, okay, the characters need to go to a library. Something needs to happen. And my brain's like, why can't it be a magic library? It's a magic library. And here's the backstory of the magic library. And then before I know it, I've got like these weird offshoots. And like I totally just Stephen King the plot. I'm like, I do what I want. And then I've had to really learn to tone that down and focus on the main core theme. Freeburn, I did less of that because I didn't do that to begin with. And it's a little, I don't want to say it's like sloppy, but it's a little less, it's a little rougher than some of my other things that are going to come out real soon. It was just rewriting one section after another because I didn't go in with a solid plot outline to begin with. Now, when you're plot outlining, you don't need to have every single point nailed down, but you need to at least have the basic structures, midpoint, break into two, the all is lost moment, the build up to the finale. You need to at least have the basic structure down. And then as you're writing it, that gives you the freedom to change and manipulate what happens at those points. The real tricky thing is making the character's protagonist development line up with those plot points. There's always, the external story, but then there's the internal story that you have to plot out too. And if you have side characters, you have to plot out their arcs. And the real trick to having very good developed like characters in your fiction is to have those spaced out a little differently. So maybe there's just this boring scene at the 60% mark. The main characters had this awful revelation at the midpoint that changes everything. Well, while they're trying to achieve the main plot objective, why can't we have the midpoint, development for the side character, his little sidekick, his buddy? You see what I mean? And in this fashion, you can have very taut fiction, very tight fiction, and still have very deep character development.